Lord Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Well, last evening was Halloween, a time when many children dress up in various costumes and go door to door in the hope of receiving large amounts of candy. But did you know that the word Halloween actually comes from the name of an ancient Christian festival? You see, the word Halloween is a distorted abbreviation of All Hallowed Evening, the evening before All Saints Day. And of course, today is All Saints Day. But what is the purpose of this Christian festival? What goes on with Halloween nowadays really has nothing to do with it. Well, the purpose of All Saints Day in the history of Christianity is that Christians would take time to remember fellow Christians who had died and whose spirits are now with the Lord, awaiting the day of resurrection of the body and life everlasting in God's new creation, which He will give us on the final day when He returns. However, there are some in our modern world who think it is foolish for us Christians to believe such things. They will say, "Hey, this life is all that there is. When you die, that's it. You cease to exist. There is no life after death, and there is certainly no resurrection of the body." I remember years ago when I was a sophomore in high school, our pastor took our youth group on a trip to the Twin Cities, and while we were there, he had us visit various different types of religions, including a Jewish synagogue. One of the members of the synagogue was willing to answer any questions we had about what they believed. And I remember one of our youth asked him, "How do you believe that you can get to heaven?" After a few moments of silence, the Jewish man answered, "Heaven? I don't believe there's a heaven. When you die, that's it. There is no more." You know, the devil tempts us to think the same way sometimes. When we see a coffin being lowered into the grave, it all seems so final. I mean, what evidence do we have that a person's spirit lives on after death? Also, we've never seen anybody rise from the dead. How can there be a resurrection when a person's body decays and turns to dust? The devil would like us to doubt God's clear promises in Holy Scripture. But you see, both the Old and New Testament scriptures clearly teach that our spirit does go to be with the Lord after we die. And in addition, both the Old and New Testament scriptures also teach that there will be a resurrection of the body on the day of judgment. But sadly, we sometimes doubt God's word and trust our own limited reason and senses instead. Well, in our gospel reading from Mark, we see that a group of Sadducees question Jesus in the hope that they will show him to be a foolish, false teacher. Now, you need to understand something about these Sadducees. The Sadducees were a minority group among the Jewish leaders of that day. The Sadducees accepted only the first five books of the Old Testament, which were written by Moses, but they rejected all the other books of the Old Testament. In addition, the Sadducees also denied various teachings that were common among other Jews of that day. Let me give you three examples of things that they denied. First, they denied that there were angels. Second, they denied that humans had spirits that live on after death. And finally, they also denied that there would be a resurrection of the body. They denied all these teachings because they thought that the first five books of the Bible did not teach any of these things. But Jesus is about to show them how wrong they are. Now, in order to prove Jesus wrong, the Sadducees come up with a hypothetical story. They refer to a section of the book of Deuteronomy where Moses teaches that if a woman's husband dies and they have no children, then the brother of the dead husband should marry her and take care of her needs, especially by giving her children. Now, according to the Sadducees' hypothetical story, a woman ends up being married to 7 different brothers because each one of them dies without giving her any children. And then they ask Jesus this question. At the resurrection, whose wife will she be since the 7 were married to her? They asked this question not because they wanted a sincere answer. They asked this question because they didn't believe there was an answer. They wanted to make resurrection seem foolish. But Jesus is about to show them that they are foolish because they do not understand the scriptures, nor do they understand the power of God. And so Jesus now makes 2 important points. Here's the first point. Jesus explains that we will not have the exact same earthly relationships after the resurrection. Now, this does not mean that you will not know your spouse or children or other family or friends. In fact, in our reading from 1 Thessalonians, Paul comforts us with the knowledge that we will see our loved ones who have died when Christ returns. Instead, what Jesus is stressing is that after the resurrection, our relationships will be different. Jesus says that we will be like the angels. Now, please notice what Jesus doesn't say. He does not say that we will become angels. According to the Bible, angels are a completely different kind of being. We will be resurrected as humans. However, we will be like the angels in the sense that angels do not marry and they do not reproduce. Instead, they are focused totally on their love relationship with God. So we will be like the angels in that sense. We will all be like brothers and sisters to one another. In fact, did you notice that by mentioning angels, Jesus corrects another error held by the Sadducees? Remember, the Sadducees denied the existence of angels. But this is really odd, since we have evidence of angels in the first 5 books of the Bible, which the Sadducees supposedly accepted. But as Jesus said, they didn't know the scriptures. In any case, Jesus makes it clear that the Sadducees' hypothetical problem with the woman and her 7 husbands is really no problem at all, because when the dead rise, they will neither marry nor be given in marriage. Now for Jesus' second point. Jesus goes on to prove from Holy Scripture that there will be a resurrection of the dead. Now remember, the Sadducees accepted only the first 5 books of the Bible, and they rejected all the rest. So Jesus deliberately quotes from the first 5 books of the Bible. In fact, he quotes from the first book of the Bible, Genesis, to prove the resurrection. Jesus says, "Have you not read in the book of Moses, in the account of the bush, how God said to him, 'I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but the God of the living.' You are badly mistaken." I should correct what I said earlier. This is actually from the book of Exodus, the 2nd book of the Old Testament. But did you notice what Jesus said? He said that our God is the God of the living. You see, when God adopts you as His own in holy baptism, when He says that He forgives you and loves you, when God says that you are His child, God is not talking about this life only. My friends, God wants a love relationship with you that will last for all eternity, just as God intended in the beginning. Now, when Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob died, their spirits went to be with the Lord, and they are still with the Lord, along with all other believers who have died since then. All the saints with Christ in heaven are waiting for the final day when their bodies will be resurrected, sinless and glorified, and they will live forever in God's new creation. Now, on this All Saints Day, as we think about our loved ones who have died trusting in Jesus, we experience both sadness and joyful hope. On the one hand, we're sad because, let's face it, death is a painful thing. We die because we're sinners, and death separates us from those we love. But our hope is that our many sins are forgiven because Jesus went to the cross and suffered God's wrath in our place. Because of Jesus' loving sacrifice, you are forgiven and holy in God's sight. In fact, because Jesus has conquered sin, He has also conquered sin's curse. Jesus has conquered death itself. As we heard in our reading from 1 Corinthians, Paul said, "The sting of death is sin, but thanks be to God, He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Jesus Himself said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in Me will live, even though he dies." So even though death makes us sad, because we miss our loved ones who have died in Christ, we also have joy and certain hope because we do not grieve like unbelievers. We believe that Jesus died and rose again, and that He will return one day. And on that day, the dead will be raised, sinless and glorified, and we will be with the Lord forever. Until that glorious day, we live our lives now to the glory of God, and we trust in the forgiveness and hope of eternal life we have through faith in Christ. As Paul said at the end of our first reading, he said, "Therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain." Now, what does Paul mean when he says, "Give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord"? Does he mean that you all have to become professional church workers? No. What Paul is talking about is that all of us, with our unique talents and abilities, should support Christ's church at the local level where we live. What this means is that he wants you to be an active member of Concordia Lutheran Church. First of all, by receiving God's gifts that he wants to give you here. That means regular attendance at services and Bible classes. He also wants you to give to Christ Church and support the mission he has given us with your time, with your talents, and the treasures God has given you. He also wants you to live out your Christian life outside of this congregation by striving to be a godly husband or wife, a godly child, a godly mother or father, a godly citizen, a godly employee or employer. God wants you to live your life in thanks and honor to Him who sent His Son to die and rise again for you, that you might have hope now and for all eternity. My friends, today is All Saints Day. those who are now with the Lord and us believers who are still in this world, we are saints. Not because we're perfect, but because Christ's shed blood has washed away our guilt and God has clothed us with Christ's own holiness. We remember our loved ones who died trusting in Christ. We grieve their deaths, yes, but we do not grieve without hope. Instead, we grieve with certain hope because our God is the God of the living. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all our understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. In a moment,